Episode 108, Everyday Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the
radio.
Here we go. Let's hit it. Yes, today is your day. It's your day to be bright and vibrant and vivacious and just live life to the fullest. Are you ready to ignite yourself? Come on. Yes, you are talking to Christiane, and it is our chat time. I'm so excited you tuned in. Yes, yes, yes. I am. I'm excited. Can you tell? Can you hear it? I am. So we got to get started. Everyday hope. I really am just going to talk a little bit, just straight from the heart, my heart to your heart, because I was going through some old books. I had to figure out how to download a video for a colleague of mine that I had recorded for him, and I couldn't figure it out. And so I had to go dig the box out. Well, in the midst of all this digging, I came across one of my children's devotionals, and it was just a kid's devotional, and I used it many years ago when I was working with Praise Kids, of which I developed, and it's basically a Christian mini Broadway musical, and we did like 3 musicals a year, and it was our missions outreach for children to actually go out and share the gospel through musicals, and it was fantastic. It was awesome. It was truly a joy, but in that, okay, so I used this devotion then. So I had all these tabs and little notes in there. So I just started glancing through and I was like, wow, you know, through the eyes of a child, if only we adults would look at life through the eyes of a child. I don't understand. You know, what is it with us that we can kill a dream in a heartbeat, yet a child can continue to build up their dreams? They may hit a brick wall, or maybe they're building their Legos, and you know, and it's before they're really, you know, when they're young and they don't really connect well, and you just barely push it and over it falls, right? And it's like, oh, and you're crushed because they work so hard on it, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna do it again. Here we go. But us, I mean, we sit there and we're like, oh, drudgery. Doubt sets in. Yeah, what is it about that doubt? It just eats at us. Doubt overtakes hope. And the thing is, I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way, right? We all know. Come on, we're adults. We know that life happens. We know that life isn't fair. We know that life isn't perfect because we're not in heaven yet, right? So we know all of this, yet we beat ourselves up and we beat ourselves and we defeat ourselves with doubt instead of having everyday hope. And I'm like, why? Why? You are so much better than doubt. The drudgery and the doubt in your life, get rid of it. You need to be focusing on everyday hope through the eyes of a child. You see, as I read that book and just glimpsed over all my little notes, you know, a few children would pop in my mind memories of what we did, and just the outreach and the outpouring of just their unconditional love, and like, okay, Miss Christiane, if you said this, we'll do it. We have faith. We have hope in you. If you said it can be done, it's going to be done. Yet we as adults, we question, and it's like, well, maybe not so much. And we doubt. We almost use our education to the negative side of things, right? We overthink things sometimes. You know, my big thing of aim, right? Action ignites motivation. Why sit here and prepare all the time? Sometimes you just need to take action, right? Well, same with hope. With hope, everyday hope, you need to take action, okay? You can't create hope, but you can motivate yourself from the action that you take, because that action that you take, what? It squelches and squashes and just totally plummets doubt. And I know if if, I mean, seriously, I know I can have doubts a lot of times, and it's real easy to have that doubt. And maybe you're in that doubt moment right this second. You're like, oh, I'm second guessing. Okay. That doubt can be second guessing yourself. Okay. Doubt can be defined as various things. Maybe you're questioning yourself over and over and over again. Maybe you're having sleepless nights for whatever reason, something is bothering you. There's a doubt, a lingering doubt that's there. I'm telling you, squash it like a bug. Squash, squash, squash. Bring in everyday hope. And you can do that through the eyes of a child. Yes, I want you to look at life through the eyes of a child. They see total opportunity in everything. When something falls over, they're like, woohoo, we get to do it again. How awesome is that? You just get to make your trade even better, right? What if something gets broken? Well, you get the opportunity to fix it, right? You get the opportunity to maybe meet new people through the craziness of whatever got broken, right? Maybe it's that unknown factor of doubt going, ooh, I think I want to do that, but I really don't know if I want to do that, so I'm doubting myself. You got to hold on, grasp on to everyday hope. Because when you grasp onto that and you latch onto it, and you don't let go, kind of reminds me of our bulldog, Rhino, okay? All right, you'll get a giggle out of this, right? So he is hilarious, and he's total puppy. He's coming up to his two-year baby mark, so he is puppy still, okay? Lots of puppy. But in his little puppyhoodness, you know, yes, he is bulldog, okay? He is solid. And he's so adorable that he knows how to play the game. So he'll come in, and he'll bring a toy. And he'll let you win once in a while, kind of giving you that hope, teasing you a little bit. And then it gets tough and he brings on his bulldogness and he goes, no more. You had your chance. Now I'm up in the game. And so then he'll do it and he'll tease you a little bit more. He'll start to run around the table or he'll hide. He'll go and go on base. It is hilarious. And it just, I mean, when he does that, then he looks at you like, I'm getting you. And you're like, oh, really? That's the doubt plays in, okay? Be a little bulldog. Be a little child. Be you. Be indestructible and take aim and say, you know what? I have everyday hope no matter what happens. I can look on the bright side of things because there's always a bright side of things, right? There is. You know, when Rhino's sitting there and he starts to play tough and then you can't get the daggum toy from his mouth and he's going, and he's tearing at it. Come on, you guys know if you have a puppy dog, right? Or you've watched those crazy puppy dog videos, just Google a bulldog video and you'll find them. They are hilarious, okay, to watch. But they're all personality, right? They have everyday hope. Children have everyday hope. What is it that when we graduate, we lose everyday hope? And doubt comes in all the time. It's everyday doubt. We question. Stop it. I'm telling you, stop it. You are better than that. God created you for something amazing, okay? And it's one step at a time. You're going to have moments of defeat. It's going to happen. But if you are looking for everyday hope, I promise you it will be revealed. Grasp onto it and look for it. Because if you're not looking for it, I guarantee you what you will find is everyday doubt. And you don't need that. Squelch it. Get rid of it. Okay? You need everyday hope. That's what you need. Because you have goals to meet. You have loved ones to care for. You have someone important. You've got to take care of you. Everyday hope. I believe in you, and I know you can grasp onto that hope. See hope through the eyes of a child. Look at your life through the eyes of a child. When something happens, think about, oh, what would a child do? They may actually laugh about it, okay? Giggling is a really healthy thing to do. And there's lots of things. Did you know that when you laugh, You're using every muscle in your body?
Yes, you are. And it's awesome.
So not only are you grasping onto everyday hope and you're giving a sparkle in your life, but you're also working your body muscles. So why not the Trinity, right? Mind, body, and spirit. Come on. You can do this. Grasp on to that everyday hope. See it through the eyes of a child. Because remember, when that doubt sets in and you think it's impossible, no, it's not. Through the eyes of a child, it's what? I'm possible. Everyday hope. I'm possible. I want you to repeat that over and over and over again. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm possible. I am possible. You are great, and you were created for greatness. I love you so very much. Go out and have an amazing week. Go blossom. Be a butterfly of sunshine, a rainbow that brings nothing but golden opportunities. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Come on over to createyournow.com. We'll see you there. I love you so very much. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.